Jabba's people? It's too soon. We've got 5 hours yet.
Warren stared wordlessly at the new arrivals. More land speeders laden with lowlifes arrived behind the skiff.
But why now? And how do they know to come?
Settlers trained their weapons on the skiff, keeping the criminals at bay. The vigilantes, already made restless by the Banthas and Ben's words, looked positively rattled now. Jabba's thugs lived right alongside Tuskens in the settlers' list of enemies. Both lived by a strange code in a world to themselves, until they came out to terrorize the peaceful. Now they'd blocked the settlers' access to the desert, even as they themselves had trapped Ben. Waller goggled. His crimson eyebrows flared as he looked at Orin.
Jabba? You dealt with Jabba?
Before Orin could think of a response, Mosef spoke again.
I was told you were taking an army, such as it is, back into the hills. Now why would you do such a thing when a bill is due today?
Vika looked at her father concerned.
It's an old story.
The Nimbinal accountant continued from the deck of the skiff.
People refuse their obligations and try to run. Some take up arms and try to fight.
He snapped his hairy fingers and Jork took up station at the skiff's deck gun.
The afternoon deadline is rescinded, Orin. You will pay us now.
What's this about?
Orin yelled nervously.
Did the Tuscan lover bring you here?
Elated to have hit on another tactic, he brightened as he looked around.
I guess Kenobi works with scum, too.
I don't know who you mean,
Mosef said, growing impatient. Behind the skiff, another vehicle was arriving from the north.
Your neighbor called me.
My neighbor. Orin swallowed, his throat dry. He had rivals among the farmers here. Did one of them know something? He looked around in shock and surprise, anxious to make a good show of it.
Is one of you here trying to set me up? To embarrass me with this nonsense?
The land speeder that had been racing up from behind now passed through the criminals' line of vehicles. Settlers raised rifles against the hovercraft entering their midst, and then lowered them as they recognized the driver. Navigating among the overturned land speeders, Annalene brought the ruby JG-8 to a stop near one of the pathways leading up the rift. She stepped out near the gault and held a red comlink high.
I called them, she said.
Aboard the skiff, Mosef raised an identical communicator, the one Orin had dropped in his lair. He smiled toothily.
Good to see you, Mistress Calwell.
Orin gaped at Annalene.
You?
Yes.
Catching her breath, she turned to the vigilantes.
Ben's innocent. I heard what Orin said back at the claim. Now you should hear the real story.
Mullen started menacingly toward Annalene.
Woman, you'd better not.
Annalene turned to see Vika approaching from her other side. Vika clutched at Annalene's arm. Her eyes looked wild.
Think about that whelp of yours,
Vika said. Orin could only look at Annalene imploringly. Annalene pulled her arm free from Vika's grasp, staring at Orin. She spoke with an assurance he'd heard before. The tower of power he'd often described her as.
I'm not going to let you hurt someone whose only crime was to help me, she said.
I do care about my family. But what you've done is wrong.
Ulbrich stepped forward, rifle in hand, and clearly flustered.
I don't know what in blazes is going on here.
I think I do,
Waller said.
He shook his head at Orin.
We trusted you.
All around, settlers began to turn their weapons away from the skiff. and its associated hovercraft and toward the Galts. Orin looked to his right. There was the USV-5, where it had come to rest after the stampede. He started toward it, only to see his precious hovercraft explode in a blossom of metal and flame. Spun around by the shockwave, Orin saw what had happened. On the skiff, Moseb gestured to the Klaatu-Inian at the smoking deck gun.
Jorp's an oaf, but with a big enough gun, even he can't miss. You people can't have gold until we're finished. He owes us money.
Ulbrecht shot a hateful look at the Nimbinal.
You pirates don't have any say here. This is the range.
The old farmer's companions raised their rifles.
Our justice comes first,
another settler said. Moseb glanced up at the suns and mopped sweat from his fuzzy face.
You really are a trying lot. I told Orin's handler it was a mistake to offer credit to any of you.
He turned the loud hailer to address his thugs.
Try not to kill the human woman who just drove up. She brought us here. It wouldn't be polite.
He tugged at his neck brace and looked back at the settlers.
I'm sorry, but if you insist on making this unpleasant...
A blaster rifle sounded, followed by a high-pitched crack to Moseb's side. Startled, he twisted his torso to see what had happened. There was Jork, staring stupidly at what was left of his exploded and smoking deck gun. Another shot sounded, and the Klaatu-Inian fell backward, dead. Moseb looked toward the settlers.
I killed me a room full of Tuskins,
Ulbrecht shouted, rifle sights set on the skiff.
I ain't gonna let you people push me around.
At the sound of the old man's words, all the settlers reached the same conclusion. As one, they turned and fired at Jabba's thugs. Return fire came in, sending others to dive for cover behind the upturned landspeeders. On the skiff, Moseb screamed and hid behind the nearest Gomorian, only to be flattened when the green thug took a blaster shot between the eyes. Stuck in the open, Orin grabbed at Annalene, pulling her from the crossfire. For a second, she looked at him speechless, until his hand tightened around her arm.
Kids, let's go!
Orin yelled. Startled,